Ryan Noonan in for Rowan Anna on 720 WGN. And we just talked about the Trotter Project, which is a wonderful organization that's helping people. And the other day, I'm reading the Tribune, and you guys are going to get right up on those microphones because they're very casual. I'm reading the Tribune. Mary Schmeek had a great column, and as she always does. And the title of the column, Three College Grads with a Truck Want to Send Your Old Couch to the Needy. And I was like, well, you know, I'm lured in. I'm sucked in by the headline. And I read a story about the Chicago Furniture Bank. And two of the founders, Griffin Amder and Andrew Witherspoon, are here. Gentlemen, thanks very much for coming in. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Unfortunately, our other partner, James, he's on a flight right now coming back from visiting family.
Well, so the three of you, Griffin, you were kind of the focus of the beginning of the story in Mary's column. So this, you're from here, correct? You grew up here.
Yeah, I grew up in Ravenswood.
And you were going to University of Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah.
So you come home on a break, and tell us how the idea started to germinate in your head.
Yeah, so last summer I was at my grandpa's house. He lives out in Long Grove, and was with my family and was sort of looking. He has a bunch of antiques and was looking at his old china. And talking to my dad about how this stuff used to be worth a large amount of money. People used to save up for like a week's worth of salary in order to buy fancy china, and how it's basically worthless now. I've always liked the antique roadshow, and sort of got me interested in the secondary market for used furniture. Sort of saw how used furniture, especially largest pieces of furniture, doesn't have much monetary value, but still has intrinsic use.
Yeah.
So then stumbled across the idea of a furniture bank. There's about 80 furniture banks in the country. They do a ton of social good. They're pretty sustainable and help a lot of people. And there wasn't one in Chicago, so I thought this was a really cool opportunity.
Well, you went back to school, and you had this. So you had this idea. You go back to school, and you start talking to Andrew and James, and you're like, "Hey, you guys applied for some and won some sort of award, a financial award, to get this thing started. What was that?"
Yeah, so the University of Pennsylvania has the President Engagement Prize. So this is a grant for three senior projects. So it's for projects to start a nonprofit, and they give you $100,000 worth of seed funding.
Wow.
In order to start your venture, plus salary.
Okay.
So we applied, and we're fortunate enough to win in April, and then just started. We hit the ground running after July 4th. I think we started July 9th.
So you guys just graduated in May, correct?
Yeah.
What were your majors?
Finance and art history.
Okay. That is a little different. Yeah, that is a nice wide interest base. What about you, Griffin?
Yeah, I was real estate, finance, and behavioral economics.
Wow. All right. So. Not really. You hear those majors, and you're like, these guys are in it for profit, as you know, we should all be. We're all trying to make money. But now you take those majors and you win this award, and now it's going to be a nonprofit. And you based the Chicago Furniture Bank off a successful one in Philadelphia, right? So for those who have never heard of this before, and I had not until I read Mary's column, what is the Furniture Bank? What's the overall
So a furniture bank, so what we do is we take donated furniture specifically from people looking to downsize or people with excess furniture.
Mm-hmm.
We take that in, and then we've created partnerships with nonprofits or social service agencies such as Housing Opportunity for Women, Family Rescue, A Safe Haven, and Renaissance. And that we use them to give furniture to people in need. So like a day-to-day, we get in the truck, we get in the rig, we drive around Chicago, and we're picking up donated furniture. And then we haul it all the way back to our warehouse where we have a showroom. So we get it on display as quick as we can. And our nonprofit partners bring in these clients who are moving into new permanent housing.
Okay.
They're moving new housing. And so they walk around the showroom and they personally hand pick furniture for their new home.
So they're going shopping, basically.
Yeah, it's really great for them to sort of hand pick the furnishing package just because it sort of gives them a sense of extra, like, possession.
Yeah.
And it's fun to go shopping. So we're in there.
Everybody loves shopping.
Yeah, we're in there sort of seeing what matches and working with the case manager and the client to sort of figure out what they want for their new house. So it's fun.
For the clients, it's a one price deal, right?
Yeah. So like an average package consists of a complete bed set for every single member of the family, dressers, sofa, coffee table, end table, an armchair, talking kitchen table, kitchen chairs, kitchenware, so pots, pans, plates, glasses, silverware, as well as artwork, mirrors, and
Holy
lamps.
Cow. And what is that? What does that cost a client?
So the price is it's $50.
That's it.
And it's set regardless if you have eight people or if you have two people. It's only $50.
There you go. And that's now. So you started this off, and it just really started kicking off, as you said, after the 4th of July. How did you get your first cache of furniture? Because I'm guessing between the three of you, you didn't have all this furniture just laying around your old apartment at University of Pennsylvania or your parents' homes. What was your first big donor?
Yeah, so we really just started cold calling, like moving companies, estate sale companies, furniture stores, sort of apartment managers, and universities. And our first big furniture pickup was from DePaul.
Okay.
They gave us 50 couches and 30 armchairs and 20 dressers. So we got a 26-foot U-Haul truck and just made three trips back and forth, just moving furniture.
So that was a great start. That'll get things going. Now, I'm looking at you guys, and I don't know if James is like a big Lou Ferrigno or The Rock-looking guy, but you guys look, you're in shape, but you're wiry guys. You don't give off the vibe of, I didn't see you two walk in and go, these guys are movers from way back. They've been working, you know, as furniture movers or working on the docks. How much experience had you had, you know, actually doing physical labor like this? Because it sounds hard, and it's only the three of you.
Well, I would like to just add that it's all about lifting with the legs. So we definitely have some strong legs.
All right.
But before that, in terms of moving, my extent of furniture is helping my best friend Sam Held move furniture, like move his sister into college.
Okay,
that's the extent.
Moving furniture sucks, let's be honest.
Yeah.
There's no two ways about it. It's a horrible, awful thing, especially if you're, you know, doing it in the heat like we're having now. It's rough. So, I mean, we'll get back to the good that you're doing for the community. But from a very brass tacks level, how do you guys keep from, you know, just dropping dead? Because, like you said, it's the three of you, and you're filling up a warehouse now, and you're delivering furniture all day. What's the secret?
The secret is sandwiches. We pack a lot of sandwiches in the truck. We're just sort of always sort of munching.
Yeah.
And then just sort of it's really seeing the excitement in people's faces when we sort of deliver the furniture. So now we're at the point where we're really starting seeing clients. We saw eight last week, four the week before. So that's 12 apartments we furnished the last 2 weeks. Specifically, last Wednesday, we had three families come in, and we thought it was just going to be the parents, but they ended up bringing in 10 kids.
Oh,
and the
wow.
kids were just so excited to see a bed or get a bed, and they were just running around saying, I want this, I want this, and they were just so excited. And this one kid, Zach, he kept on asking for a desk to do homework on, and then we got him a desk, and we got him a swivelly chair, and he was just super happy to have a desk to do homework on. So
that's just amazing.
Seeing the happy faces just keeps us going.
So now that you're getting established and the word's starting to get out that this is going on, people can always go to the furniturebank.org and get all the information about this. You take donations. So if you like, say I had a couple extra an extra couch and an extra chair that went with it, how you keep it going is if I'm donating something, there's a small fee associated with me donating for you guys to come and get it, right?
Yeah, so we ask of a suggested donation of around $100. This sort of varies based off the size of the donation and sort of the difficulty. So if there's different flights of stairs, we might ask for a little bit more. This is just a suggested donation.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're trying to get some money in the front end from the pickups in order to make it extra subsidized for the people who need the furniture. So we're hoping to cover about 80% of our operating expenses through this fee structure. So the Philadelphia Furniture Bank, which is the sort of been our mentor.
The model.
Yeah, so they've really helped us sort of establish and answer our questions. They furnished 400 apartments, hired three formerly homeless people, and had two managers for an operating loss of $20,000. So we're sort of basing our fee structure on them, and because that's sort of our goal is to
model them. Now, there's also a delivery charge, but you're not, since the clients who come in, you're They're paying $50 to get the furniture. Who then pays the delivery charge? How does that work?
It is by organization basis. So
okay.
Every organization has a can decide what their client pays versus what they can pay.
I see. Okay.
So yeah. So the whole cost of the package is not being, you know, the individual client is not paying the $200.
It, right.
It's broken out between, yes, what okay. they can't afford and what not. And that's decided by that nonprofit.
And then the nonprofit. So you guys are part, the nonprofits that you're mm-hmm. partnering with who are bringing clients to you, mm-hmm. they're taking care of some of that.
And some of these nonprofits have an extra sort of funding from sure. the state for sort of like emergency situations. So for in specific, the domestic violence agencies we work with use sort of this sort of emergency funding that they have. For moving, they're okay. able to use that sort of as a, they can count that as an expense.
Very nice. Griffin Amdur and Andrew Witherspoon are here. They are with the Chicago Furniture Bank. They're the third member of the party. James is flying in. He is in parts unknown. So it's three guys who have started this all. We are going to, we'll talk more to you guys in just a minute. ChicagoFurnitureBank.org is the website if you want to get all the information. If you have extra furniture, if you're looking to downsize. But we should say it can't be junky furniture. It can be gently used. It can be nice. You know, there's stuff that you might just be, maybe you're getting a new family room set. Your old family room set's fine. That's the kind of stuff you guys are looking for, right? You're not looking for something that I'm going to leave in the alley. Either you pick it up or I'm leaving it in the alley. You want something because the people who are the clients who are coming in and buying it, there's, as you mentioned earlier, Griffin, a pride of ownership. You want this to be in somebody's home, and this is helping people get started. So it's got to be gently used, is what you guys have said, correct?
Yes.
So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind too. And listen, we've all moved where we're like, oh, I don't need this couch anymore, or I can't. Like when we moved, we downsized. It was like, well, the dining room set. We don't have a dining room anymore. All right. So that's the kind of things you guys are looking for, right?
Yeah, exactly. And we're looking for sort of larger donations. We sort of prioritize. So if there's multiple items,
sure,
that's better for us because we got one truck. So we have
yeah.
To.
So if you're in a big house now, and a lot of people do this, they get to a point they're in a house, they're raising their family. Well, now their kids are gone, they're going to move into a condo or something. That's a perfect time to get to you guys.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. We definitely need more furniture.
There you go. Well, we'll talk about the need for the furniture and how, you know, how you guys are moving on with the award money and the future of the Chicago Furniture Bank, chicagofurniturebank.org. And I know you're thinking, we just started. We can't think about the future now. We're thinking about the now. But we'll talk more to the guys in just a minute. All right, a few more minutes with two of the three founders of the Chicago Furniture Bank. ChicagoFurnitureBank.org is the website. Griffin Amdur is here and Andrew Witherspoon, fresh off a big camping trip and getting ready to go back to helping people. This is, again, I make fun of, my daughter just graduated, so she's the same age as you guys. And I sometimes will poke fun at the young people who are not, you know, they're all about themselves. Which is fine. That's what you do when you're 20, 21, 22. You're all about yourself. You guys are not just about yourself. You're about helping people. And it's an amazing story. Mary Schmeek did a nice column on you, and that's how I became aware of you. The Chicago Furniture Bank. So you win this $100,000 award from University of Pennsylvania. And now you're like, all right, where do we go? So you had to get a warehouse, first of all, because you need a place to store all the furniture. Did you decide on Chicago, Griffin, because this is where you're from? Did you talk the other guys into, hey, Chicago's a great place. How'd you end up here?
Yeah, I love Chicago. I've always known I'm just going to live here for the rest of my life.
Okay.
And I saw that Chicago didn't have a furniture bank in the city. So
yeah.
This was a huge market, and it's a sort of proven social enterprise, and why not?
Why not? Where are you from, Andrew?
I'm from St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay, well, that's we forgive you.
But I always wanted to stay in the Midwest, and unfortunately, St. Louis is not the booming town for young adults.
Oh, is that right?
It is not.
Well, a lot of jean shorts down there and fried ravioli. So you know that's
hey, fried ravioli.
I like the fried ravioli. I'm not going to lie to you. That's a fine St. Louis tradition, the fried ravioli. So you get here and you look, you find yourself. Thank you. You find yourself a warehouse, but then you've got to deliver the stuff. So tell us how you. Tell everybody how you were starting to do it and then what finally happened.
Yeah, so initially for the first couple of weeks, we did not have a truck. So we were renting U-Hauls, big 26-footers every day, just picking up like the massive DePaul furniture pickup.
Oh, yeah.
So every morning, waking up about an hour and a half earlier than normal just to get the U-Haul and be there at the right time.
And that has to be just, as you mentioned, that's just money flying out the window. That's no way to run a business.
Yeah, we were burning about $160 a day because we were driving a lot of miles, and we needed a truck.
Yep. So where did you find a truck? You would think, and I saw this in the story, so I know where you got it, but I'm thinking there had to be a truck closer. I'm surprised.
Yeah, so we wanted this specific Ford Cutaway that was 1 year or 2 years old with under 50,000 miles just because... it's a lot cheaper, but still basically new. And there's this company in Chicago or somewhere around here that's been buying up the supply of this type of truck with this age and mileage.
Okay.
And they bought about 30. So
that seems greedy.
So they were sort of running up the price of that type of truck in this area. So
nice. So where'd you find your truck?
Yeah, I flew down to Nashville to get the truck and drove it back.
Nash Vegas. Had you driven? No, because that's, you know, most of us, if we have to rent a U-Haul to move, it's not a huge one. Who had the truck driving experience? Or did you just learn on the job?
Long story short, no one.
The 26-footer was the star. Then we have a 16-foot box truck, so it was sort of a nice adjustment.
Well, at this point, it's just the three of you. You two and James, who are working hard. But you want volunteers. This is a great cause. You don't have to be a guy who can carry a refrigerator on your back to volunteer, right? You have all different kinds of volunteers that you're looking for.
Yeah, so it would be great if we could have people help with the labor, so coming in, getting in the truck, doing pickups and deliveries. But we also need volunteers for sort of the organizational aspect of the showroom. All three of us really do not have an eye for interior design, and we do need help sort of putting stuff together and making it look nice.
Well, that's a good point, because you go into a furniture store and they, oh man, this is the whole living room group and doesn't it look fantastic? That's smart. So if people have an aptitude for this, whether you're a professional designer, you've worked for a furniture store before, or you're just somebody who knows how to put a room together, they would be very beneficial to you guys.
Yeah, we also need people to sort of help show around the clients and sort of pick with the furniture, and that's super fun.
Yeah.
So we would love volunteers.
So if you go to chicagofurniturebank.org, you can find out, one, all about the guys and the furniture bank and everything they've gone through. You can donate if you have some extra furniture. And again, you know, one piece is fine, but they're looking for, if you have a whole set, if you're changing your kid's bedroom out, if you're downsizing and you have even an entire house full of furniture, these are the guys to give it to, because you're doing something good for somebody. And if you want to volunteer, you can volunteer through the website as well. So chicagofurniturebank.org is how you do this. Are you hoping to get to the point where you stop actually hauling the furniture up and downstairs and into the warehouse and just kind of, you know, can oversee things?
Yeah, so we would love to grow. There's a ton of furniture out there. And There's so much furniture, and there's such a sort of a break in the market for getting it to people who need it. So we'd love to grow in terms of getting more warehouse space, as well as getting another truck, and hopefully hiring some formerly homeless people that we help serve in order to help build up their resume and their job experience. So Philadelphia Furniture Bank hires people they've helped for a year in order to help build their work experience.
Perfect.
So that's sort of our goal.
Well, guys, congratulations. You're doing great work. I'm really happy to meet you. I wish you nothing but the best. ChicagoFurnitureBank.org. If you want to donate, if you want to volunteer, anything you can do, this is a great start. And just a pat on the back. Good for you guys for doing something for somebody else. That's terrific.
Thanks for having us on here. We
thank you.
It is my pleasure.